Stop fighting, girls. My dear Hannah, how could you? You're being mean to these precious girls and on Halloween? The house said in a low voice. No one was around. Hannah looked shocked and scared. I was freaked out, and Constance had her mouth open, but nothing came out. 30 minutes later. I'm sorry, Hannah kept repeating. She looked at us. I used to live here. It was straight green with lots of emerald plants. My grandpa lived here with us. He's died here, and his ghost haunts this place ever since. But no one realizes, except you, Raina. Ever since you got here, you've been a good person. I was mean to you, she said. That doesn't explain everything, I say, kind of confused. Hannah looked pale. But it's okay, you can tell me later, I replied to my own statement. I know what Hannah felt. She felt depressed. She felt scared and sad, waiting for a moment where she could when she could release her true self. Someone who could understand what she was feeling, and that was me. We were sitting inside the house. There was dead flies on the ground, moss and twigs covered everything. But to Hannah, this house held memories. This house was special to her. She was not a mean girl. Just a girl who didn't know how to be nice. A girl who tried to be nice, but failed. She was depressed, and I could see it. She needed friends.